Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you know you hear this voice Monday through Friday, something's going on. And something big is going on. It's Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
On this, you know what I literally wrote down Sunday? Thinking that we were back here on the weekends instead of Wednesday. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Juneteenth to you beautiful people in Canton.
In Canton.
In Canton.
Up in Cherokee County. How y'all doing up there?
Hey, doing all right. Listen, hey, man, hey. We're working on this holiday. We're happy to be here. Thank you to Bo, Tiffany, and Mike for letting us come in there and play in their sandbox for a little bit.
We're not going to break anything. We're trying to break it so we'll be invited back.
Yeah.
You don't break anything. You break something, we might not get invited back.
Well, that'd be okay. I don't mind sleeping in.
No, no, man. We want to be invited back.
Noel, too.
Now, we
want to
be
with Noel's here, too. We got, you know.
We want to be invited back, so don't let's leave everything the way.
Well, we will be back in a few weeks on a Monday. I think it's a Monday. When's 4th of July?
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's a Monday. Might be a Tuesday. Could be a Wednesday.
We'll find out which
day. It's a Thursday. I was going to get there eventually.
We will be
on this time of morning on the 4th of July, but it's become an Atlanta tradition.
There are people who have asked me about this. They've asked me, you guys going to be on? You guys going to be down there in front? I said, yeah.
Right downstairs, Colony Square. We will be right in front in our usual perch. We are like the Macy's Day Parade, or we're becoming that.
We are. People come by, folks. Last year, people were stopping and taking pictures with us.
Yeah, and then we got a little network going on because Chesley will be on with us.
Yep.
And I believe we have an in-race correspondent this year I've been working on.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works
out. We may get a couple because we have a number of our cohorts here at 92.9 The Game who do participate in the Peachtree Road Race.
So you know some folks that are actually calling people during the race because they're not really running. They're just kind of strolling.
Because a lot of people will come by and say, we've been listening to you all the way. They've been running down. They've been listening to us all the way down. And so that's pretty cool, too.
So I'm bringing this up for a reason. We want to make sure you know the number, 404-726-0929. Obviously, we'll be telling you that throughout the show here and then on the 4th. And if you want to give us a call, let us know where you are. And be very nice to Noelle, because she's going to be picking up the phone. And we'll try and get you on there. See if we can get as many people on. We need to grow this thing every year that we do this.
Yeah,
and it seems to have done so, but, trying to add a new component to it.
It has.
Every year. All right. Where do you start?
We can start with Braves winning last night.
I had so much other stuff going on. He's Fergie Jenkins. Got a lot of greats, man. Anyway. Congratulations. Boys got it done. I can't celebrate that, though. So you're going to have to talk about it because in my house,
back to back one run wins.
I know that.
As you want one. I mean, they made it. They made the one run stand up. And I think it was great for them to get that win last night. So that's so far. And they're going to go for the sweep today. If you're looking for somewhere to go today on Juneteenth, there was a 12:30 start, 12:20 start today. They'll play the final game against the Detroit Tigers, going for a sweep of that series. 2-1 the final score last night. It was good to see the team have a good effort. Spencer Schwellenbach had had a great effort, and I guess is he solidifying his role with this team that he's going to he's here.
I don't know
around that
you can take a lot from this Detroit team, and I say this knowing who's listening, but they're young. They got really no potent people out of the scene. This is the post Miguel Cabrera Detroit Tigers. They're getting some money in their pocket. You got the right guy there. AJ Hinch is the right manager for that team. You get some young talent on there, and they're approaching the corner, to make that turn. And so right now you got a lot of inexperience. You got one or two guys on there. Javi Baez is in and out of the lineup. So getting well on them is what you hoped the Braves would do, which they didn't do against Washington.
That turned to be a disaster, right?
Yeah.
Well, Schwellenbach has a great performance. He goes 6 full innings, gives up only 3 hits, strikes out 7, surrenders 1 earned run. That's a pretty impressive outing for him. And the Braves get the win. So that was great to see last night. And let's see if they can continue that today. It'll be great to see if they can tack on another win. Right now, like I said, the runs have been coming. The bats have been producing. That was great to see over the weekend. You want to maintain that and continue it and see what they do in the game this afternoon before they we got New York coming up next. And we got Lopez starting today. We got Ronaldo Lopez starting today. 1.69 ERA starting for the Braves.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In for the morning shift. We're going to do a deep dive into the passing of Willie Mays coming up in the next one. But you know what they say about, the folks that pass, they happen in threes, right? So we started with Bill Walton a week or so ago, not long ago, but I think he still falls into this category. He's an all-time great. Then you had Jerry West.
Yeah.
And now Willie Mays. I'm not going to compare or say, ask the question who was more influential to what they did to their particular sport, because I think they're three completely different lanes.
In their own unique ways.
Absolutely.
Though. In their own unique ways.
And the thing is, the three of them, at their peak, you couldn't touch them.
True.
Now, as a team, a guy on a team, Jerry West, I think, was the one, because he just kept knocking on Bill Walton's, Bill Russell's door. That was the wrong dude and the wrong team to be knocking on in the 60s and late 50s. But we all know what he became.
Yeah.
But Willie Mays... And I was telling Sam this during. We'll do it. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah. But it makes you think about those players, and we can mention this: those players whose highlight reel starts out in black and white,
right,
and goes to color. Mm-hmm. And you think about how few of those guys there are now. As we lose Jerry West, was one of those guys,
right.
And we lose. And we're down to like Richard Petty, Sandy Koufax.
Well, save it. We're going to talk about that.
Jack Nicklaus.
You got a good list.
AJ Foyt. I mean, that's
they just inserted Jack into something, and took away. I forgot. Well, we'll talk about that. The I think it was the bang the drum. What was it that they put? I saw this where Jack Nicklaus was put in. It might have been last night at the Florida game, the hockey game. The the final. I think they had Jack do the intro where he goes boom, 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 and down there in Miami. Well, sunshine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. that was like a thing that they brought Jack in. And I didn't understand the connection, but, you know, who am I? I can see if it was in Ohio.
He can go wherever he wants.
Exactly. You know,
everybody going to stop him.
He lives down there, but I just didn't understand why. And it was who they bumped. And we'll try and find the story, but we'll get to that. Anyway, going to put a bow on the NBA season coming up before the end of this hour. Talk about the Celtics and, you know, our thoughts on moving forward as far as what they may or may not do or what the East is going to look like.
That team is in pretty good shape up there with the Celtics. I think Tatum, I think, has to do a deal this offseason.
Oh, he's going to get his $300 million.
He'll get his money, right?
Like his running buddy did.
So that's the thing. I think that team is kind of set. But shout out. Let's give a shout out to Jaylen Brown, our MVP, right, who's local product here from Wheeler High School. And shout out to my partner, Gil Tyree, because he and I were on the call with GPB when that young man won the state championship out of
Wheeler. Did you really?
Yeah, we were on the call for that game. Down at Macon, we found out I got there in time. I found Macon Coliseum. And we were there. It was the last game of the tournament, 2015. And Jaylen Brown got fouled and hit the last two free throws that provided the win for them over Pebble Brook.
Now, have you spoken to him since?
Who's that?
Jaylen Brown.
Just once when he was in town at a board game. Just.
So you ain't got his number?
But no.
You can't call him up?
No.
You got everybody else's number.
I can call his coach.
All right, well, that's
a start. Matter of fact, I called his coach, and his coach was at the game up in Boston.
Okay.
I said, Coach, where are you? He says, I'm in Boston.
Speaking of coaches going to see another play, you know who's been very prominently shown during these last couple Braves games between the Tigers' new players, and some of the Braves? Danny Hall.
Really?
Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
He out there looking at his old players out there.
Yeah, now. It's great.
Imagine the guys he's put into the Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Had one that was playing last night over in Birmingham, Chandler Simpson, young man that was on. We talk about who's stealing a lot of the bases. Mm-hmm. First thing he did last night in Birmingham, he got a base hit. He's still second and third.
And that's so Willie Mays, right?
You know, right. You know, it's just a reflection of that. He's now on the Montgomery team, minor league team for Tampa Bay. So shout out Chandler Simpson from Atlanta. Got a chance to play at Rickwood Field last night over in Birmingham.
On this June 19th, we are going to be talking to Mr. Crenshaw's cousin. We're going to have another Crenshaw on the show coming up at 7 o'clock hour. Solomon, who we have talked to before.
Yes, yep. He's going to be in that. And, man, we hope he got a little sleep last night because he's covering things this week anyway. And then he's there and the news breaks about Willie Mays. And I'm sure things kind of went in a whole different direction after that. So we're going to check in with him at 7:20.
Going to venture into Noel's world, coming up also in the 7 o'clock hour. Then we're going to talk about the Falcons Ring of Honor. The announcement was made, Arthur Blank, Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. And then we got to talking about the possible eventual statues, who will be the recipients of those. Mr. Crenshaw believes that Matt Ryan will be the first. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then, Noel, we are going to talk Atlanta Dream. We're going to talk to the CEO and president of the Atlanta Dream, COO, excuse me. And president of the Atlanta Dream. You got a chance to see Cameron Brink up close, you said.
Yeah. Well, I was there with Noel and I both were there.
I was looking for you two on TV.
We were both at the game. We were working.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I figured you'd be down by the court getting interviews after the game.
And post up and take pictures and pose for stuff. We were out there busy working.
Anybody never posing for pictures. You walk around doing your job, the camera catches you. I knew what she was wearing, too, because I saw when she left, she had it hung up out there.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'm looking for that brown top with the black shirt. I remember what you were wearing. How are you? Good morning. Happy
morning.
Juneteenth.
Good morning. Yeah, it was good to see Cameron Brink and Rika Jackson up close.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Cam got injured yesterday.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Does her modeling career start a little sooner than planned?
Oh no!
I mean, it's to me, she's on the preview right now. I mean, every time she pull up to the game, it's some new designer.
That's what they've been showing, man.
Yeah,
it's a runway show. Every one of these.
I mean, it's a runway show. Period. Right now, like everybody's doing their thing. You're seeing everybody's style, but Cameron is. She's looking like the Miss.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Piece of those 90s models. Like, she's looking like she could fit in with Kate Moss and them.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And she towers over everybody. Yeah. So that she can write her own ticket.
Yeah. And it was cool being out there with the Sparks. We had a couple of our local folks. Derricka Hamby is from the area. And
I saw her there taking pictures with the fans.
Yep. Lexi Brown, who's there, who was happy because her dad, D. Brown, was at the game. She said, I'm glad to be home playing, and my mom and dad are going to get to come see me play. Dad's going to see me play on Father's Day.
I saw her taking pictures, too.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be fun?
Seeing our home folks.
The two top models in the world possibly could be in the next 5 years ex-athletes or athletes. And the one I'm talking about that you're sleeping on didn't really play a sport, but we know she comes from some of the top genes, and that's Kendall Jenner.
Well?
When you talk about athlete, when you talk about the genes being handed down, we forget about that because we want to talk about the joke, right? But no, there ain't no joke when it comes to Kendall Jenner and her athleticism. You've seen that. It just hasn't been part of a team,
right?
She got daddy because she ain't the other one. The other one got her mama's genes.
Right.
Kendall got her daddy's genes. Right. And so with her and then Cameron Brink, and Kendall's like 6 feet, I think, or 6'2", 6'1".
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, she's pretty tall.
But yeah, I've been watching that fashion show coming down the, you know, and some of, by the way, I don't know what women call that, that tape that they use to keep things in place. It looks like they better upgrade that a little bit because I've been seeing some people stroll in and they've had to move the camera or they hit a delay or something because it's, and folks are talking about it. So whatever the conversation is.
We are adjusting in real time right now in the WNBA. It is a fun time.
That was funny that you said that we're adjusting.
We are adjusting in real time in a lot of different ways.
It taking care of all league malfunctions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Right. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie.
Say hey.
Say who? Swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Rest in peace and say hey, kid. It is Sam and Greg. We are on for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Good morning, Georgia. And I was trying to think of who actually did this song. The people who performed it, or was this how this was put together? Are we still?
No, it was a group that did it.
Right. But they obviously got Willie in there, but I'm trying to think of. And what year was that? Because we just dialed up the song and didn't look at the particulars of it. You're working on it right now. That's good. we'll get back to that in a minute there. But again, throughout the show, we'll be talking about passing of Willie Mays.
The Treniers.
The Treniers?
T-R-E-N-I-E-R-S. The Treniers.
Okay.
And right. the song about
One Hit Wonders. Say,
hey. Well, you know what though, people did song because there's a Jackie Robinson song,
that's right?
So if there were players of that era or whatnot,
Mickey had one.
People had one. People write. People made songs about them. You know, yeah.
But we were talking about Jackie Robinson. As we were talking about Willie Mays and where he stands in the annals of Major League Baseball, and that's one of those barbershop conversations and where you put them, and it's much like music. Is it the Stones or is it the Beatles? Is it Michael or is it Prince? You know, you're never really going to come up with a clear cut answer, and as people are going to come with numbers and what he did, and you know, during these years and who he faced, and you know,
it's generational. Like I always say, when people want to say, "Well, what on your Mount Rushmore?" I say, well, it's generational. It's just for a certain generation, it's going to be this, and it's always going to be certain people. You got to look at the numbers, 660 homers, over 3,000 hits, almost 2,000 RBIs, 339 stolen bases, 12 gold gloves. And that's the thing when you talk about, well, you 12 gold gloves, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, all that plus the defensive things, the 24-time All-Star.
Cannon.
Yeah.
From, you know, center what
I
field.
Mean? Just, yeah. And I mean, and knew it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those guys that knew it. Now, some people might say he was a little cocky, but that's confidence. I mean, a generation later, almost less than a generation later, was Reggie Jackson, who was confident. People say he was cocky. You know.
That's what got him there.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. You say all those numbers, and the only other person I can think of that's comparable, where you say the same thing, but Willie had more, was Ted Williams, in that you got to remember, these dudes were shut down for 3-4 years because of the war.
Yeah.
And what those numbers could have been.
True. Very true. Very true. Very true. You know. But with Willie Mays, just like we talked about, well, with our own, you know, Henry Aaron here in town, was the things that they had to deal with and had to go through, had to play in a, come in through a separate league. And that's what's being honored. Ironically, so, you know, the time that is being honored in Birmingham, in his hometown. And they've decked out Rick Woodfield to prepare for this celebration, which now becomes still a celebration,
right?
When they play that tomorrow night.
Do you have any Willie stories that have stayed with you, whether you got a chance to talk to him doing what you've done throughout the years, or something that you heard somebody else?
Just people growing up in Birmingham, you heard people talk about Willie Mays as a kid at Old Fairfield Industrial High School, which became Westfield High School as a kid. I remember Westfield High School being that area. His neighborhood was a neighborhood one over from where my dad was from.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew about him, and they had seen him growing up and playing. And because he started playing with the Black Barons at 17.
Yeah, 17 they were talking
17
about
17 years old. He's out there with grown men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And playing. And that was the thing. But his reputation on the west side of Birmingham was he was this athlete that could have played anything. He was a good football player, too. And so when you think about it, I'm sure a lot of people look at that over-the-shoulder catch that he made on Vic Wirtz and say, that's a wide receiver,
yeah,
right there.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
People who would think about it, he could run down any catch, just throw it out there. It kind of makes you think, if he were coming along now, would he choose baseball or football? No. If he were coming along now. But he came along at the time that he did, and baseball was what was all around him. And when I say all around him, not just the minor league team, not just the Negro League team, but the Industrial League, the Birmingham Industrial League was so strong. You got to remember, Birmingham is the Pittsburgh of the South.
Right.
So you got steel mills, you got factories and foundries pipe shops in every community. And those communities, they would have baseball teams. Mm-hmm. Now, I had an uncle that played on one of them teams, and they were a deal. You had some good athletes, and that's how they made their living. They hired them. They gave them jobs at the factory. But, you know, you're going to help us beat this other factory across town.
It was a pride thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
That is the environment that he grew up in seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, so that game was all around him. And he knew he didn't want to go to work with all this fire and smoke belching out of this joint. He wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, the thing that really drove him to this greatness that people got to see.
Sam and Greg, in for the morning shifts, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Two things that just come top of mind when I think of Willie Mays and these two stories. One is the first time that we had a 30 and 30 player. Was it Canseco? When he did that and the big deal that was made about it, the first, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases. Then there was the 40-40, mm-hmm. right? And I remember them talking to Willie Mays shortly thereafter Canseco did it. And he said, man, if I thought y'all were going to make this much of a deal about it, I'd have done it every year. That was one.
Yeah.
And then the other one was, in 24 years, he only hit into 45 double plays. Now, think about that for a second.
I can believe that.
In 24 years, this dude only hit into 45 double plays, give or take a play. I mean, this is, you know, go back and check the records exactly, but that's what, under 50. That's, if you just say under 50, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Because you talk about his base running powers. We talk about the five tools, the arm, we talk about the power. But what he did on the base path, you talked about a guy who hit a double and a triple or stole second and third in the game in Birmingham yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the mentality of the Negro League players.
Yeah.
That was like, we got to do that extra base to get noticed. And that was a thought that permeated throughout. You know who I wish we could hear from today on the passing of Willie Mays? In fact, there's a lot of these guys you wish you could bring him back and have him talk about. Was Buck O'Neill.
Yeah, we're going to have the next closest thing.
Okay. Well, we are.
We will.
Don't tease the audience with that?
Because we're going to have, we hope we get to have Bob Kendrick, you know, from the Negro League Museum. Joining us at 9 o'clock. We hope we can keep.
He's been in high demand.
He's in high demand this morning. But when I spoke with him a couple of days ago, he said, "Oh yeah, sure." And I checked with him last night. I said, "You still going to be on board with us?" Because everybody is after him, and rightfully so. He is in Birmingham for the things that they're doing today. They had a minor league game last night at Rick Wood Field. Today they're having a game they call Barnstorming, where they're going to have people mm-hmm. who I think Barry Bonds is going to be there, Jameis Winston, a lot of people, because people forget Jameis is a great, great baseball player. He chose football. Like, when you think about Willie Mays, maybe about a guy like Jameis Winston, who comes from kind of that part of town mm-hmm. as well, who played both quite well but chose football over baseball. But he's going to be a part of it there today as well. Then tomorrow, of course, they're going to play the Major League game. And, you know, when we get Solomon on here next hour, I really want to know what they want to do with this stadium afterwards, because they have upgraded this stadium to Major League specs. The field and everything, it's got to be, you know, it's up to Major League specs. You've done this with a stadium that's basically a museum. The current minor league team there plays in a place that's downtown. They got a Mars Stadium, which has a statue of Willie Mays out front. But Rick Wood Field is his old ballpark. It's America's oldest ballpark. It's used in movies. Mm-hmm. You saw it in the movie 42. You know, so they use it a lot for that. They play some, you know, some exhibitions. They play some, maybe some high school, you know, tournaments going on there. But
let's chew this all the way through here. What tribute would you like to see Major League Baseball give Willie Mays? Hank's got one. A game or a trophy of some sorts? Rename something. The Willie Mays, or like the Field of Dreams game, you're talking about that. You're alluding to this, and you're bringing me right into, okay, well, then let's have a game. Let's have a major league game at this place, whether it's spring training.
That's what they're doing today.
No, but that's
just something that's moving around. I mean,
right.
You know, right.
I'm talking about
the Little League field. It's been out in the cornfield. Now they're playing in Birmingham. I think they go up to Newark next with it. You know, they're just moving it around to different places. And this will have a different effect. It was going to have a different effect anyway than when they're playing at the Little League parks up in Pennsylvania or out mm-hmm. in the cornfield. This was going to be a little different. And now it's taken on a different thing. It's going to be a Willie Mays tribute Well, then, you know, it was going to be that anyway, but even more so. I mean, and Fox is putting it on main Fox Network, not FS1, tomorrow night.
Right.
So people are going to have a chance. And there's nothing else happening. You know, there's no NBA finals. There's no NHL. I think they play on Friday again. So, I mean, there's nothing going up against this, you know, this, so people can tune in and really watch it. So we'll see. I would like to see them do something with that facility, with both that and Legion Field in Birmingham, just those places that I went to as a child.
You know what should be running here for the next at least 3-4 days? And I want to see it again because I haven't seen it in a minute. And if you out there have not seen this, this is a perfect time to catch up on the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
That's like one of them. Two things that popped, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it during the show. Today's the anniversary. Has nothing to do with Willie, of course, but it's a baseball. It's part of baseball. Ball 4. The Jim Bunning book came out today.
Mm-hmm.
I've not read that. Have you read that book?
Have not.
It is one of the, you know, one of the most, one of the go-to reads as far as Major League Baseball. And then this movie. And I've not seen it in a long time, but it's just funny. And it's sneaky funny.
Yep.
It's sneaky funny to me. If you don't know who's in this movie, Billy Dee Williams. James,
it's an all-star cast.
Oh, yeah, please. James Earl Jones. You got Richard Pryor in this. Stan Shaw, Rico Dawson. This is a great watch, especially on a day like this.
And the music.
Yes. All right. We're going to put a bow on this NBA season.
Okay.
You ready to do that? You got some thoughts on the Celtics? And you know, they actually came out last week and said, Hawks are not giving up that number one pick. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We will.
It is Sam and Greg. We are in for Tiffany, Mike, and Bo of the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app, and happy Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. We're in for the Morning Shift, and it's all about San Francisco bands today, too. With Will, the passing of Willie. Yeah, you get some music from San Francisco. I'm going to throw some Journey in a little bit here.
You know, you got some Tower Power.
Tower Power, Huey Lewis in the News, and right. There are others. So we will be doing that on this Juneteenth. Throughout the morning, just laced with different stories here and there. We want to hear from you, too. We opened the lines up earlier, 404-726-0929. By the way, we got one of our weekend listeners who hollered at us. They called Noel, John C.
Okay.
And happy that he's hearing us during the week.
John, we appreciate that, John.
You ever have one of those times where you wake up and you're all discombobulated for whatever reason? You're real tired, you lay down, and you wake up and you see the clock and it says 7 o'clock and it's at night and you think it's in the morning and you jump out of bed thinking you're late for work.
Where am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be somewhere.
Someplace at 7 o'clock, right? So, anyway, give us a call. We have a lot of things going on here that we're just trying
4-4-7.
To fit in.
And throughout this morning, your thoughts on the passing of Willie Mays.
We absolutely.
Just looked up his thoughts on him. Where does he stand in your mind? Where does he stand in the lexicon of great athletes, great American athletes, regardless of whatever sport? Where does he stand? 404-726-0929.
And one of the things that we do regularly on the weekend show is give you lots of insignificant information that you can then parrot back wherever you go throughout the course of the day. And most of the time, it's nothing, but you might hit on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Impress your friends.
And did know that.
Surprise your neighbor.
Like today, Tennessee University was established.
Okay.
And I say that because of just it's just one of those colleges that you should just know about. If y'all don't know nothing about Tennessee University, look it up. Today was the first day that Father's Day was celebrated.
Really?
Yes, it was. It was on this day for the first. And they did it in Spokane, of all places, Spokane, Washington. But this one is for Noelle. I'm going to guess that this is one of her favorites. I kind of like him. He ain't Bugs Bunny, but when it comes to the Warner Brothers cartoon characters, today was the day that we were all introduced to the Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, yeah, man.
See, I got a smile out of her.
Yeah.
Right? Made his debut in 19.
Came spinning and twirling up there.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, 1954. Yeah. Man. So anyway, insignificant information. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. How are you feeling about the way this NBA season ended?
I kind of felt like it was going to end like the last game up in Boston. I said, all right, it's not going to be a sweep. But they almost would rather win it in Boston. And they went out there and they handled their business. I mean, they're a team that the rest of the league is going to have to deal with. And they've, you know, kind of done away with that mold. I remember we would always come on and say, do you have to have you know, a big three.
Big three, yeah.
And they, like, shot holes in that. No, you don't.
Well, they do, in a way.
Not really.
Yeah, again, depends on who you talk to, but I get what you're saying. Three big star names. But they got three big stars. And the third member is the only one on there who got a ring. Drew Holiday played out of his mind.
Well, you had guys that played their role. Now, he played his. You got to give Porzingis his share, too.
He set the tone early on.
He made the difference.
In that first game, the first half, absolutely.
Rim protector, whatnot. So you had some guys who have been stars other places who come in there and played their role. And that's kind of what you get.
Well, what was needed.
You got your two guys, but you got guys who come in and do what's needed.
You know what this championship or this particular team reminds me of? The last time there was a team where there was no, at least for me, definitive superstar. And that's that mid-early 2000s Pistons team.
The Pistons team, right.
No, Larry Brown was coaching them, and you had a bunch of great players.
This team got stars.
Absolutely.
This team got stars, but they don't have
– it's not like we're talking about Steph Curry and the Warriors. Or name a few others. Well, it was Steph Curry.
It was Steph. You know,
but you started with Steph
along with Clay.
You started with Steph, though.
You know,
or the Splash Brothers.
Right.
This is a corporation.
The thing about it with the two guys who are out front, it took them a minute.
Yes, it did.
We talk about how this experiment here doesn't work. For a minute, that experiment didn't work. You know, it took them a minute to do some things. And even though there's some people who might disagree with who the MVP was, even in the last game, Tatum had more points, but Brown ends up being MVP. And Brown was sure to acknowledge that as he got that MVP. I mean, so the bottom line is they get to celebrate what they got to achieve together, and I think that's what we talk about. But those are the two guys, obviously, up there. They're the ones who get in the cash, and they're the ones who come at you every night. Every night they bring it, and that's what you want. You get that from those two guys.
Brown got his because of his defense. That was the difference between him and Tatum. Wasn't the point? Wasn't the offense? It was what he did. He shut down Luka. He shut that dude down and turned him into the crybaby that he became. You know, we saw game two, and he didn't do it as much in game four. But,
yeah.
Listen, I think that as much conversation that swirls around Tatum and Brown. If you follow basketball, you got to take a second and acknowledge Brad Stevens and what he did. He pulled the trigger on Marcus Smart, which a lot of people felt like that dude should have walked into traffic after doing that. Because that was that third piece. And to pull Marcus Smart out and to take a shot on Drew Holiday, the way that played out, and Porzingis is another one. But for me, it was the getting rid of Marcus Smart. Which I just thought, well, then he's just giving up on these dudes. Yeah. But Brad Stevens, I mean, ever since this guy's brain came from Butler. His basketball mind came from Butler and what he has done in this league.
Also the coaching move that had to be made.
Remember that was out of attrition, though.
You know what
I mean? He made the right move and he stayed with him. But remember, that wasn't like he just decided to make a coaching move. He kind of had to.
Right.
You know. But you're right. No, all of his moves seem to have no, I was gonna choose a phrase, and you tell me if this is over the top. It reminds me of early Jerry West.
Okay.
As far as an executive. Would you agree?
Okay. I can see some of that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He's there.
I'm going to agree, Greg, and I'm going to tell you why.
What'd you say?
I said I'm going to agree with you, Greg, and I'm going to tell you why.
Thank you.
I think that the most important move Brad Stevens did was removing himself as coach.
That's another one. You're absolutely right.
That Jerry West did. They were able to assess themselves and say, okay, maybe I'm not the best fit to lead this team to a championship in this way. Maybe my best role, my best strength is to see how players can fit together on the court. So if I can remove myself, then, yeah, anybody can get it. So, Marcus, it was a great time. We've achieved great things. It's time to move on.
And the only thing, and I don't know, so remind me if that move, much like the other one, was made out of attrition because Danny Ainge split. And they had to put somebody up there. Danny Ainge went to Utah.
I think it was some of that, but you could have brought somebody in to do that instead of removing him as coach. So I think him being able to see what was the best fit for him as well as the organization.
And Danny brought him in, so he was probably his guy. He was probably grooming him to move upstairs. But, yeah, you're right. Brad Stevens is not to be slept on. You know, I'm not sure of who's a bigger executive in Boston right now, the Brad Stevens or the remnants of Theo Epstein. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turning that thing around like he did. But Theo left and came. He came home to Chicago, so he did it. He did it in two places. And don't sleep on the fact that this dude may be commissioner soon, I believe. I would not be surprised if you know, Rob Manfred, I know he just re-signed, but whenever he exits stage left, it's in the next decade or so, that Theo steps in there, or they make Theo the commissioner. I just wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that to be the case.
You think he wants that?
I don't know. But I think that that's the next move for him. Where else can he go? He's done the two hardest things in baseball as an executive for the two organizations that had been in the abyss forever.
Yeah.
So what else is there to do that could top that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two cities he ain't buying dinner in. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so we've talked about the champions. How are you feeling about what you're hearing coming out of the Hawks executive offices about the pool of people they have to choose from as far as top pick and what they may or may not do or what you would like to see them do? And again, as you look at these names, I just laugh again because we knew more women coming out into the WNBA than a lot of these guys.
You know, and yeah,
but we were more familiar with
because we've seen them in the tournament, and all these guys did everything they could to avoid, you know, college and the tournament. So so we don't know them that way. But you know, if you've watched and followed where they've been training and where they've been playing, you know about them. And we've had time to really explore and read up on some guys and see some. It's still, to me, like you know, kind of throwing into the dark with some guys in a way. Mm-hmm. You hope the team does their due diligence. They've been to the combines and they watched people. They're going to have their tryouts and do their interviews and that type thing, and make the right decision. I mean, the spotlight's on Atlanta, just like it's been with the Falcons. You know, the Falcons drew the spotlight, national spotlight. Why? You go and spend a bunch of money for a quarterback, and you go draft a quarterback. Well, all of a sudden, we come with this national story, and people want to come and see if we're going to fall flat on our faces. You know, people are going to come, people are going to show up. It's going to be a lot of attention because we got the first pick, and they want to see if we get it right, or they're going to want to see if we fall on our faces. And I mean that's the thing that the nations is looking because the expectation for the NBA in this town has always not been that. And so here you are with a chance and you don't have a clear cut number one pick. You know, you don't. And so that's the thing. You gotta find one that kind of serves your purpose, that you see the potential for, with the thing in mind of what you're gonna do with the rest of your roster. You know, make your pick and make that
the key right there. What are you gonna do with the rest of your roster?
And how this player is going to fit in. Do you feel like the rest of your roster is going to be able to, this guy's going to be able to catch up, you know, and be on the, that's the other part, you know, how long it's going to take.
And the thing that's problematic about it, how do you know if you've made the right pick or you've done the right thing for this position or that position on your team until when? November, December, you know, the turn of the year when the calendar changes. How long do you know until? And then you got to worry about chemistry. All of this stuff goes into play. And then the other part about this is, doesn't the new CBA kick in where it literally makes it tough for these teams to go out and get these big threes, if you will? It's intended to make sure the parity is throughout the league. So it's been talked about like it's going to handcuff some of these teams. It's just going to be an interesting next couple of years as the navigation around this league and the new things that are in place rear their head. And what do you do when you have a Trae Young and you don't feel like you're going to get free agents coming here? And is it time for a rebuild? All those questions, you got to wonder if they're being discussed up in the executive offices.
Well, absolutely.
And how that's going to play out. And it's maddening because this Eastern Conference, you talk about what's going on out in the West, this Eastern Conference ain't going to be no joke. And Joel Embiid is getting on TV talking about, hey, Paul George, wink, wink, wink. You know, we need something over here in Philadelphia, and people are doing all this, you know, tampering. Well, somewhat tampering going on. It's just going to be, it's going to be an interesting watch now that the season's over with, and we are going to be all over the draft, too.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that. We went into the 7 o'clock hour, though. Sam's cousin, Mr. Crenshaw, Solomon Crenshaw, will be joining us. But up next, Sam is going to let us know what's going on locally, which is what he does at the top of every 7 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Juneteenth.
Then
exactly.
What?
Yeah, 1954. Yeah. Man. So anyway, insignificant information. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. How you feeling about the way this NBA season ended?
I kind of felt like it was going to end like with the last game up in Boston. I said, all right, it's not going to be a sweep. But they almost would rather win it in Boston. And they went out there and they handled their business. I mean, they're a team that the rest of the league is going to have to deal with. And they've, you know, kind of done away with that mold. I remember we would always come on and say, do you have to have – a big three.
Big three, yeah.
And they, like, shot holes in that. No, you don't.
Well, they do, in a way.
Not really.
Yeah, again, depends on who you talk to, but I get what you're saying. Three big star names. But they got three big stars. And the third member is the only one on there who got a ring. Drew Holiday played out of his mind.
Well, you had guys to play their role. Now, he played his. You got to give Porzingis his share,
yeah,
too.
He set the tone early on.
He made the difference.
In that first game, the first half, absolutely.
Rim protector, whatnot. So you had some guys who have been stars other places who come in there and played their role. And that's kind of what you get.
Well, what was needed.
You got your two guys, but you got the guys who come in and do what's needed.
You know what this championship or this particular team reminds me of? The last time there was a team where there was no, at least for me, definitive superstar. And that's that early 2000s Pistons team.
The Pistons team, right?
No, Larry Brown was coaching them, and you had a bunch of great players.
This team got stars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they don't have – it's not like we're talking about Steph Curry and the Warriors, or name a few others where it's that one star.
It was Steph, you know.
But you started with Steph.
Along with Clay.
You started with Steph, though.
You know.
Or the Splash Brothers,
right?
It's a corporation. And the thing about it is,
the thing about it with the two guys who are out front, it took them a minute.
Yes, it did.
We talk about how this experiment here doesn't work. For a minute, that experiment didn't work. You know, it took them a minute to do some things. And even though there's some people who might disagree with who the MVP was, even in the last game, Tatum had more points, but Brown ends up being MVP. And Brown was sure to acknowledge that as he got that MVP. I mean, so the bottom line is they get to celebrate what they got to achieve together. And I think that's what we talk about. But those are the two guys, obviously, up there. They're the ones who get in the cash. And they're the ones who come at you every night. Every night they bring it. And that's what you want. You get that from those two guys.
Brown got his because of his defense. That was the difference between him and Tatum. Wasn't the point? Wasn't the offense? It was what he did. He shut down Luka. He shut that dude down and turned him into the crybaby that he became. That we saw game two, and he didn't do it as much in game four. But,
yeah.
Listen, I think that as much conversation it swirls around Tatum and Brown, if you follow basketball, you got to take a second and acknowledge Brad Stevens and what he did. He pulled the trigger on Marcus Smart, which a lot of people felt like that dude should have walked into traffic after doing that. Because that was that third piece. And to pull Marcus Smart out and to take a shot on Drew Holiday, the way that played out, and Porzingis is another one, but for me, it was the getting rid of Marcus Smart, which I just thought, well, then he's just giving up on these dudes. Yeah. But Brad Stevens, I mean, ever since this guy's brain came from Butler. His basketball mind came from Butler and what he has done in this league.
Also, the coaching move that had to be made.
Remember, that was out of attrition, though.
You know
what
I mean?
But he didn't. He made the right move, and he stayed with him. But remember, that wasn't like he just decided to make a coaching move. He kind of had to.
Right.
You know. But you're right. No, all of his moves seemed to have no, I was gonna choose a phrase, and you tell me if this is over the top. It reminds me of early Jerry West.
Okay.
As far as an executive, would you agree?
Okay. I can see some of that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He's there. But I'm saying,
Greg, and I'm gonna tell you why.
What'd you say?
I said I'm gonna agree with you, Greg, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Thank you.
I think that the most important move Brad Stevens did was removing himself as coach.
That's another one. You're absolutely right.
That Jerry West did. They were able to assess themselves and say, okay, maybe I'm not the best fit to lead this team to a championship in this way. Maybe my best role, my best strength is to see how players can fit together on the court. So if I can remove myself, then, yeah, anybody can get it. So, Marcus, it was a great time. We've achieved great things. It's time to move on.
And the only thing, and I don't know, so remind me if that move, much like the other one, was made out of attrition because Danny Ainge split and they had to put somebody up there. Danny Ainge went to Utah.
I think it was some of that, but you could have brought somebody in to do that instead of removing him as coach. So I think him being able to see what was the best fit for him as well as the organization.
And Danny brought him in, so he was probably his guy. He was probably grooming him to move upstairs. But, yeah, you're right. Brad Stevens is not to be slept on. I'm not sure of who's a bigger executive in Boston right now, Brad Stevens or the remnants of Theo Epstein. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turning that thing around like he did. But Theo left and came. He came home to Chicago, so he did it. He did it in two places. And don't sleep on the fact that this dude may be commissioner soon, I believe. I would not be surprised if Rob Manfred, I know he just re-signed, but whenever he exits stage left, it's in the next decade or so, that Theo steps in there or they make Theo the commissioner. I just wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that to be the case.
You think he wants that?
I don't know. But I think that's the next move for him. Where else can he go? He's done the two hardest things in baseball as an executive for the two organizations that had been in the abyss forever.
Yeah.
So what else is there to do that could top that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two cities he ain't buying dinner in. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so we've talked about the champions. How are you feeling about what you're hearing coming out of the Hawks executive offices about the pool of people they have to choose from as far as top pick and what they may or may not do or what you would like to see them do? And again, as you look at these names, I just laugh again because we knew more women coming out into the WNBA than a lot of these guys.
You know, and yeah.
We were more familiar with
because we've seen them in the tournament, and all these guys did with everything they could to avoid, you know, college and the tournament. So we don't know them that way. But, you know, if you've watched and followed where they've been training and where they've been playing, you know about them. And we've had time to really explore and read up on some guys and see some. It's still, to me, like you know, kind of throwing into the dark with some guys in a way. Mm-hmm. You hope the team does their due diligence. They've been to the combines and they've watched people. They're going to have their tryouts and do their interviews and that type thing and make the right decision. I mean, the spotlight's on Atlanta, just like it's been with the Falcons. You know, the Falcons drew the spotlight, national spotlight. Why? You go and spend a bunch of money for a quarterback, then you go draft a quarterback. Well, all of a sudden, we come with this national story, and people want to come and see if we're going to fall flat on our faces. You know, people are going to come, people are going to show up. It's going to be a lot of attention because we got the first pick, and they want to see if we get it right, or they don't want to see if we fall on our faces. And I mean that's the thing that the nation is looking because the expectation for the NBA in this town has always not been that. And so here you are with a chance and you don't have a clear cut number one pick. You know, you don't. And so that's the thing. You gotta find one that kind of serves your purpose, that you see the potential for, with the thing in mind of what you're gonna do with the rest of your roster. You know, make your pick and make that
thing. That's the key right there. What are you gonna do with the rest of your roster?
What are you gonna do with the rest of your roster? And how this player is going to fit in. Do you feel like the rest of your roster is going to be able to, this guy's going to be able to catch up, you know, and be on? That's the other part, you know, how long it's going to take.
And the thing that's problematic about it, how do you know if you've made the right pick or you've done the right thing for this position or that position on your team until when? November, December, you know, the turn of the year when the calendar changes? How long do you know until? And then you got to worry about chemistry. All of this stuff goes into play. And then the other part about this is, doesn't the new CBA kick in where it literally makes it tough for these teams to go out and get these big threes, if you will? It's intended to make sure the parity is throughout the league. So it's been talked about like it's going to handcuff some of these teams. It's just going to be an interesting next couple of years as the navigation around this league and the new things that are in place rear their head. And what do you do when you have a Trae Young and you don't feel like you're going to get free agents coming here? And is it time for a rebuild? All those questions, you got to wonder if they're being discussed up in the executive offices.
Well, absolutely.
And how that's going to play out. And it's maddening because this Eastern Conference, you talk about what's going on out in the West, this Eastern Conference ain't going to be no joke. And Joel Embiid is getting on TV talking about, hey, Paul George, wink, wink, wink. You know, we need something over here in Philadelphia, and people are doing all this, you know, tampering. Well, somewhat tampering going on. It's just going to be, it's like I said, it's going to be an interesting watch now that the season's over with, and we are going to be all over the draft, too.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that. We went into the 7 o'clock hour, though. Sam's cousin, Mr. Crenshaw, Solomon Crenshaw, will be joining us. But up next, Sam is going to let us know what's going on locally, which is what he does at the top of every 7 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Juneteenth.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.